Welcome to this episode of KCSU Music, live in studio. This episode features Hold Fast, an alternative rock band out of Fort Collins, Colorado. With influences like Muse and Neutral Milk Hotel, their sound is dynamic and keeps you wondering where they will go next. This session took place on April 27th, 2017, and the interview is conducted by Aaron Brown.
Hello and welcome to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. We are lucky enough to have Hold Fast in the studio with us, Charlie, Mikey, and Tommy. And so they're going to be playing at Foco MX this weekend, and they're going to give us a little bit of a taste of what it's like. So let me start with, how did you guys really like form? Like, how did you guys come together and like say like, okay, let's do this. Like, we're going to make a band.
Well, we're all kind of brothers. So it's like, we just live next to each other forever.
Yeah, living next to each other kind of helps.
Tom and I are our brothers, the drummer and I, then guitar man over there is the lead, and he's our cousin, and we just grew up next door, and he picked up guitar, and I picked up bass, and Tom picked up drums.
Nice. So you guys are just synchronized from birth.
Yep.
Awesome. And how did you guys come up with the name Hold Fast? How'd that come about?
I actually think it was the word of the day on dictionary.com.
Nice. Nice. So what's it?
I kind of like the thought of the word being not in like the noun sense, but like a verbal sense, kind of like just like we've told, like hold fast to that which is good in life. And that's just kind of a nice statement for us.
Nice. Yeah. So do you think you kind of reflect that in your music and not just as a group, but.
Yeah, I write songs about like anything and everything, just like whatever comes to mind. And it's overall like a heartfelt positive message. So yeah.
Nice. Nice. Well, do you guys want to go ahead and give us a taste with the song, The Rain?
Yeah, let's do it.
Great.
I won't fall away. seen your face in the darkest night. Darkest night, and now I know what you're like. Oh, see no face in the darkest night. Now I know what you're like. Oh, yeah, see no face in the darkest night. Now I know what you're like. Please don't worry about the rain, the rain, the rain stays, the rain stays. Like you and I just can't leave the chaos waters behind now. Oh, I lose my head to you.
Nice job, guys.
That was Thanks. Awesome.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about that song, and then furthermore, like, your creative process in general. Like, when you guys want to make a song, is it one of you comes to the rest of the group with this idea, and then you guys just build from there? How does it really, where do things like that stem from?
A lot of the songwriting process starts with Charles, or Charlie, and on the what he does is he always comes to us with some great brand new idea, typically a couple chords and some words to go along with it. And then we start out pretty simply. Like, I start just playing, you know, bass notes, and Tom comes up with a small little beat. And then over the course of several days and weeks and practices, we slowly build it into something a lot bigger and a pretty full song. So The Rain was a little riff that Chuck had, and we've always jammed on it for a long time. And we actually find it, we had that one written probably a couple of years ago, and then we actually finished the song like this year.
Wow.
Actually, yeah, I wrote it like in Hawaii on a bus in the rain. And that's why it's called The Rain.
But the chords themselves have been around forever.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
We've been jamming on that for a long time.
Very true.
That's awesome. So it's a big process sometimes, but
yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah. I guess
we also jam a lot.
Yeah, we just, well, like one time we were like in our grandma's barn, which was used to be like a studio, and we it was like pouring rain outside, and we just turned off all the lights and just like we just like laid on the ground. It was so funny, yeah. And we just played whatever we wanted for like the whole night. Stuff like that. It's just like what we love is
get yourself around in the thick of it and just see what happens.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's cool. So that being said, where would you guys say like you draw some of your influences from, your inspiration? Does it come from life in general? Do other groups inspire you?
Well, I'd say a big influence for us, like when we started out, was our uncles had a band in Foco called Payin, and like they were like our idols for us. Like, they were just like the best band in the world to us, and but we've branched off from that like to our own influences. Like, Mike loves Muse. Tom,
I love Muse.
Yeah, these guys they love Muse. And I like a lot of stuff like Bright Eyes and 1975, just a lot of new bands. Yeah.
Neutral Milk Hotel.
Love that one. Yeah.
I haven't heard of that. I'll have to check that out.
You should check it out.
It's an oldie, but
like
a good
90s folk. Yeah.
Sounds like a ride. Well, anyways, moving forward, did you guys want to show us the song called Move Forward?
We would love to.
Great. Go ahead.
This song is actually like the oldest song we ever wrote, and we revised it like 2 weeks ago and added a chorus. So we really love playing this one.
Nice. Yeah.
Ready?
Nice work, guys.
Thanks.
Awesome. Awesome. So that was Move Forward by Holdfast joining us in the studio today, performing this weekend, Foco MX.
We are, yes. This is going to be awesome. It's our fifth year at Foco MX, which is kind of crazy for that guy because he's started when he was like, what, like 11 or 12?
Yeah. Dang. That's crazy. Man.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, this is our first gig at the Aggie, actually, which should be really fun to play there. And then on the following Monday, we have a gig at the Downtown Artery with the Unlikely Candidates. So that's going to be a blast. We were really happy we're on that bill. So, yeah, make sure to check that out.
Yeah, congratulations. That's awesome. That's really cool, especially to be doing it fifth time in the row. That's got to be exciting.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
It's been a lot of fun. It's great because it's a huge festival for like basically non-national acts.
Right.
So it's the largest music festival in the U.S. that doesn't have any big-time national acts. It's all local bands from northern Colorado. It's a lot of fun to see the various musicians and all the different styles out there.
Well, definitely. Lots of unique sounds and new stuff to check out. Well, speaking of shows and stuff like that, what would you guys say as a group or personally? You know, you guys are welcome to each give your own opinions of... Now, what was the most memorable or best show you guys have ever played or something a fan may have said to you or anything along those lines?
So, good memorable would be we opened for Places Back Home, which I think some of them are CSU alumni, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So, we opened for their EP release. When was that?
Back in the summer.
Yeah,
that was 2016.
And that was at the Artery, and it was packed. And that was like the first show where we felt like this huge energy off this big crowd, and we just loved that feeling. But if you're talking like bad memory, we once booked a gig in Windsor at a 5K, and it was like 8:30 in the morning, and we had like no one there. We were playing on this like semi truck stage that like folded open,
and
the middle of our set, they started tearing off the banner for the event.
Oh man!
So like, yeah, that's like the low and high.
Man, so you guys have seen quite a difference, quite a variety of shows, huh?
Yeah, over this last year, it's been crazy. Like, we used to have just, like, one show every year, and that was Foco MX. And then, like, 2016 was huge for us. We recorded our EP with the bassist from Shatterproof, and that just kind of kicked off, like, a row of shows for us. And, yeah, we've just been keeping going.
Lots of work, huh? Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, if you guys wanted to, I want to make sure you guys get a chance to talk plenty, but also play all your songs. So do you guys want to perform Strobe Life for
Let's
us?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Great.
Just make sure this keyboard is... You guys getting that?
I'm alone with you on my mind, but I don't mind the night when I stop and think of the times. Stop and think of the star flying behind me has got to go out. Will you see me now? Because this is the last time we'll look in the mirror and see our face. From there's an open road ahead, which I will lead you down again. With smoke, I'll guide your hand, but I won't always be there for you. Ooh. believe that I thought I was alone. We're not on our own. I am playing games from the sound of the record we don't lose. It always feels like home. I need to focus on the show of life. It's flashing a fight, a rocket win or lose. I think I'm searching for you. I think I'm searching for a friend. There is an open road ahead, which I will lead you down again. With small, I'll guide your hand, and I won't always be there for you. To you, and I'm crying out 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 to you.
Thanks.
Very cool. Very cool. I liked that. That was like sonically very different.
Yeah.
From like the rest of your songs. That's
we're trying to expand our instruments. Like we've always just been two guitars and drum set, and it's really fun to kind of experiment like that.
Right.
It's really hard though, because like we only have three of us, and it's so we're figuring out how to expand our sound a little.
Yeah, getting the logistics down of like performing the differences is.
Right.
I can imagine that's probably a headache sometimes, but that's awesome. Nice job,
thanks,
guys. Yeah. So just a quick question since, you know, it's 4:45, but
yeah.
I wanted to ask you guys, where are you guys, you know, what's on the horizon for you? Are you going to record more music, go on tours maybe?
Yeah,
or?
We are looking into recording a single, either that song or The Rain this summer, to just kind of keep our fans, like, give them something this summer. And I'm graduating this year out of high school, so we'll have a lot more free time this summer. And yeah, we're just...
We're going to look to tour.
Yeah.
We're going to look to tour and...
We want to go to, like, South by Southwest and do all that fun stuff.
For sure. That's exciting. It's really cool, guys. So tell me a little bit about like the recording process. How did that go for your EP?
We recorded at a space that was in the same building as the Downtown Artery. And it was really cool to work there because we had practiced like multi-tracking and recording before, but this was like really professional, and it was a big step up for us to like prepare. And we just practiced for like weeks, just like nailing our parts. And then we went in there and we like recorded drums first and then went from there.
Nice.
I think the coolest part about that process was getting the feedback from the other people helping us record and mixing, and being able to hear like because we've always had like this is our song, this is how we think it should be, and then you got these other great brilliant minded people coming in and say that's great, but what if you thought about it this way? And it's just, it's a huge collaboration and a lot of fun to work with the guys that
that's one of the, I think one of the best things about like the NoCo area is like the music community around here is so cool. Like we've learned that like people are so nice around here, and we can book shows so easily and just connect with people, and it's been a great experience.
Right, lots of variety.
Yeah.
Well, it's 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard Hold Fast's Strobe Life, and up next we got Hold On.
Let's do it. Tom's got to get the tambo.
Yeah.
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 Way to go, guys.
So thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. That was Hold On by Hold Fast. Why don't you guys tell everybody who's listening, you know, if you like what you've heard, where can they find you this weekend? Where and when?
So this Saturday is Foco Mix, and we'll be at Aggie Theater at 6:30, and we have a 45-minute set starting then. And then if you don't catch us at that, we're opening for the Unlikely Candidates at the Downtown Artery, and that doors are at 7, and we're playing at 7:30, so make sure to see that.
And if you can't make either of those, we're all on the interwebs. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, everywhere.
Yeah. We got a new self-titled EP out, so yeah, check that out.
Perfect. Nice job, guys. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
You were just listening to a live in-studio and interview with Hold Fast. Hold Fast is composed of three brothers from Fort Collins, Colorado. Their self-titled EP can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Spotify. This interview is conducted by Aaron Brown, also known as DJE. The audio for this in-studio was engineered by Haley Justino and Mina Rezai. This podcast was produced by myself, Joe Wood. And this was all brought to you by KCSU Fort Collins.